Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, thirdingredient.com. Both of them available at Amazon. Joanna Brandy is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, author of a number of books on how to help you with your customers and how to get them to be loyal to you and how to put your best foot forward. How to be happy. That's exactly. Just about to say that. Absolutely.
She helps us positive with, leadership.
She helps us with all of our positiveness, and she's going to continue to do that right now. We were talking about trust a minute ago and the connection between that and having a happy and a positive workforce. Keep going.
Well, I'm going to address what we addressed when we were off the air. Jim said that guys don't put their hand on their heart.
Gotta we don't touch them. Our hearts. We don't jerk our hand up and touch our heart.
I get it. Let me explain why you might want to. The heart has 60 times more voltage than the brain electrically, and 5,000 times electromagnetically more power than the brain. So when you want to shift to a deeper value and a deeper emotion and to the intelligence of the heart, which is proven now after close to 30 years worth of research done at the Institute for Heart Math in California, when you want to get to a deeper, more intelligent place, you want to shift your energy from your head to the area around your heart.
Yeah.
The quickest and most efficient way to do that is by touching the area around your heart. You can touch the middle of your chest.
I don't understand. What's the benefit of that?
The benefit
you,
of now,
and by the way, you started this.
Attention.
You started this, so.
I did start it. I did. A purpose. I did is to move your attention from your head to your heart. You and I have busy brains, right?
Mm-hmm.
CEOs and business owners have busy brains. They're in their heads. So if you want to get from your head to your heart, it is more powerful electrically and has the power to align all the systems in your body, because after all, we are energetic beings. The quickest way to get there is to shift your attention from your head to your heart. And the quickest way to shift your attention is to actually touch the area around your heart. It can be your sternum. It can be the middle of your chest. Just a touch. When you do that, your body begins producing oxytocin. So right off the bat, you're coming into a different space because you've changed the chemical balance in your body. So there's a lot of science behind this. Mm-hmm. And there are men that don't want to do it, and I've trained field sales people, you know, and some of them do and some of them don't want to, but they have learned how to move their
I'm practicing now, and it's not working so far. I'm trying.
Do it.
I'm practicing
right
now.
First of all, you get better with practice. You know, if you look, I'll tell you what.
I can just see my wife looking over at me and saying, what are you doing?
Okay, I want you to think about Tarzan right now. What does Tarzan do when he says, I'm the king of the jungle?
He bangs his chest like a gorilla.
Yes,
yeah.
because your thymus gland is there. If you look at gorillas, gorillas do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So just tap on your thymus gland.
She's got the science to back this up, folks. I got to give her that.
I do, honey. I do. So let's get back to the original topic.
Yeah.
To build trust by broadcasting positive emotions, by letting people know that you see the best in them. By allowing people to feel safe in your presence because they know they can trust you to always see their best selves. And then people feel safe enough to take a risk. When people take risks, that's when you get creativity.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you get innovation. Mm-hmm. When people are shut down because they're in fear, they don't produce. And there is now evidence, there is now evidence that says when they perceive the culture as being incivil, in other words, it's a negative culture, I don't want to be there, people aren't nice to me, when it's not civil, they willingly withhold their effort.
Yeah.
So flip
well,
it
yeah,
over.
No, they hold back. No, there's no question people hold back. There's no, it's called disengagement.
Disengage. So
yeah.
If you want people to bring themselves and their best selves to work, you need to be a more positive leader.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a course at positiveenergizer.com. It's worth going there just to take a look at some of the questions. There's an assessment there to see whether or not you're already a positive leader.
Mm-hmm.
Positiveenergizer.com. And that particular course explains how to show up as this kind of a positive leader so you're always broadcasting. You're always broadcasting a more positive frame of reference. I'm not talking about Pollyanna, namby-pamby, hee-hee-ha-ha-ho-ho. We're talking about science, the science of positive
So are you saying that instead of touching my heart, it'd be okay if I bang my chest? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, honey, it would, okay?
You give me permission. Not to if I don't want to touch my heart, I can just bang my chest, right? I won't hit it more than I'll just do it one time. I'll just
gently
pop it
on your
time. One time. Hey, Joanna, thanks for being here. You know I love you.
I love you too.
Okay.
And congratulations on this new book. It's fabulous.
I appreciate it. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. Give us the website again, please.
ReturnOnHappiness.com and PositiveEnergizer.com.
You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later when you check it out. Joanna Brandy, folks, she's the best. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.